We just heard that your songs are also featured in TV shows, Grey's Anatomy, for example. Mm-hmm. Does it happen to you that you're sitting in front of the TV and suddenly you hear a song of yours?
Yes. I mean, sometimes, typically, I know in advance when they're going to be on, so I plan to watch it. But there have been a couple of times where it just slipped past me, and then I will be watching something like a year later, a rerun, and I'll hear my voice. I'm like, wow.
Sie freut sich also immer noch, wenn Musik von ihr in Fernsehserien verwendet wird. Und meistens weiß sie es auch vorher schon. Und dann plant sie es so, dass sie sich diese Serie dann auch anschaut. Manchmal entgeht sie aber und dann hört sie es irgendwie ein Jahr später, wenn sie diese Serie zufällig mal guckt. Und dann sitzt sie davor und freut sich. Besides you being a musician, you're also a mother of two kids who are touring with you here in Germany. How is it touring with your kids?
It's great, and it's also stressful. But, you know, I have toured with so many immature people before in my life that in some ways it's really not that different, you know? I've always had to, like, round people up and get them out the door and wake people up. And, you know, I feel like sometimes musicians can be immature, so.
You've always been the mother figure in the tour?
Yeah, I think I've always been Mama Bear.
And how do you organize a day like this, where you have to travel from Berlin to Leipzig, play a gig tonight? You have two kids. I think your husband is with you. Mm-hmm. How do you manage things?
Well, I'm really lucky. When I tour in Europe, I have a tour manager because we have someone that drives and that, you know, helps coordinate everything. So I have it much easier over here. There's a man named Ingo that makes my life very, very easy. But it's also a challenge just to get the kids dressed and out the door and fed, and, you know, everything's new to them, so they don't want to eat anything that looks different. And so I'm trying to find things that they will eat and keep them alive, you know?
Maria tourt auch mit ihren beiden Kindern. Ihr Mann ist auch dabei. Es ist natürlich stressig, sagt sie, weil man ganz viel organisieren muss. Man muss irgendwie gucken, dass die Kinder auch das neue, ungewohnte Essen essen. Wobei das gar nicht so neu ist für sie, weil sie eigentlich auf den Tours immer schon die Mutterfigur war, die mit so vielen unreifen Leuten umgeben war und die immer dafür sorgen musste, dass die Leute morgens aus den Federn kommen. Also insofern vielleicht gar nicht so anders, die Kinder dabei zu haben. Your music sounds very melancholic, but also full of hope. Do you have to wait for special days to be in the right mood to compose such a music? Or can you just switch it on like that?
I think I have to be in the mood. I'm not the kind of person that can sit down and write a song on command. It has to hit me. But I don't necessarily have to be sad to write. Like, I've learned how to maybe draw from my past experiences and I can put myself back. But I also just have to wait for it to come. So I actually didn't write a song for about 3 years, and then all of a sudden it just was like the floodgates opened and I started to just like relive some of my past experiences and feel those emotions again. Like, if only that song. I mean, I had some of that song in my head for years, and then I spent about a year finishing it.
Es ist also bei ihr eher so phasenweise, dass es mal total schnell geht und mal dann ewig Zeit braucht und dann entsteht gar kein Song. Also zum Beispiel If Only, den Song, den wir jetzt gleich hören, das war richtig schwierig. Also der hat richtig lange Zeit gebraucht, um dann wirklich so rauszukommen, wie wir ihn jetzt hören können in der Detector FM Session.
If only you could know silhouettes in their shadows, would it all be the same? I'll go back where we started. We gave it all too soon, but you know it comes back to you. So take me down, 'cause I see you when I close my eyes. Turn a corner, take me by surprise. And what doesn't work on this first try?
maybe better in the next life. And we'll laugh until the sun will rise. Try to talk, but only get tongue-tied. So I'll live until the living's done. Got a feeling there's another
Maria Taylor, unterstützt von Lewis hier, If Only, in der Detector FM Session. Maria, you're from Alabama, mm-hmm. and you lived in different places. You have now moved to California. Have these moves influenced your music?
I feel like maybe some of my sadder, more somber records came when I was living in Nebraska. And I feel like that was because I would get seasonal depression. It would snow and it was just so dark and freezing for such a large part of the winter. And I would just hibernate and write these songs that sounded like this. And I feel like now that I'm in California, I feel like there's a levity to these songs and maybe just like a, I don't know, I feel like I can hear the California influence in these songs. And then, for instance, I moved back to my hometown, Birmingham, Alabama, like a few years ago, and I could not write. I don't think, I just couldn't write. And it was so strange because, you know, it was all so familiar and my family was there and I love being close to home, and that's my home, but I just didn't feel inspiration to write music. And as soon as I moved back to California is when I just was inspired and wrote this record.
Ich habe sie gefragt, ob die Orte, an denen sie lebt, einen Einfluss haben auf die Musik, die sie dann zu dieser Zeit eben macht. Sie hat gesagt, ja, ja, auf jeden Fall. Als ich in Nebraska gewohnt habe, da war meine Musik viel, viel dunkler. Sie hat sogar gesagt, dass sie so eine Art Depression, irgendwie so eine Art Winterdepression hatte. Die Musik ist dann viel, viel fröhlicher geworden, als sie nach Kalifornien gezogen ist. Und dann ist sie zurück nach Alabama gezogen, da kommt sie ursprünglich her. und konnte dann einfach gar keine Musik mehr machen. So we are lucky you're back in California.
Yeah, and who knows, if I stop being able to write there, maybe I'll have to move to Germany. I'll keep moving so that I can write.
Folk music is usually pretty traditional, just guitar and lyrics based. Mm-hmm. Do you have the feeling that new technology, modern ways of producing music also influence folk music, or is folk music just staying the same?
I think folk music is staying the same, but I think that people are making more pop music, and, you know, because of technology, it's just fun to experiment, and it's so much easier to do that. Cheaper, you know, you can do it in your house, and you can play around with beats and do a lot of things that normally you would have to go to a big studio and spend a lot of money. So I feel like maybe people are stepping outside of their genre. But I think if you call yourself a folk artist, like, you're pretty much just guitar and lyrics and vocals, in my mind.
Do you call yourself?
Me? Yeah. No, I don't think so. I think I have a folk element, but I love pop music. I mean, I grew up in the 80s. I loved Michael Jackson and Cyndi Lauper, and I can hear that influence in my songs. So I feel like I combine folk music. I feel like a lot of the instrumentation, I was a ballet dancer for many, many years and listened to classical music. So I feel like I get some of my arrangements ideas from classical music, and then my love for a good pop song. So somewhere in, if you combine all of those, I think you'd find my music.
Maria kommt ja aus der Folkmusik, die ja eine sehr, sehr traditionelle Musik ist. Man braucht nur eine Gitarre und einen Text dazu. Das ist es eigentlich schon. Ich habe sie gefragt, ob moderne Arten zu produzieren diese Art von Musik verändern. Und sie sagt, naja, die Folkmusik bleibt schon die Folkmusik, aber vielleicht dadurch, dass es so einfach ist, einfach auf seinem eigenen Computer zu Hause ein bisschen rumzuexperimentieren, werden mehr Menschen dazu getrieben, einfach mal die Genregrenze zu überspringen und auch mal einfach Popmusik zu machen. Und das sieht sie für sich auf jeden Fall auch so. Also sie sagt nicht, ich bin nur Folk-Künstlerin, sondern sie probiert schon Sachen auch aus, nimmt auch Demos bei sich zu Hause aus, geht dann aber für die richtige Produktion schon auch in die Studios. We'll listen to a second song of yours. Which one would it be?
It's called Clean Getaway and it's an older song. It's off of a record of mine called Lynn Teeter Flower.
Also Clean Getaway.
My place by the door. I didn't know what I was waiting for. It felt just like home, except no grass, no yard, no pictures. I could see across to the park, and there were friends and they were laughing hard. They looked just like my own, with no face, no name, no voice I'd known. I finally made it. I made a clean getaway. I finally made it. I made a clean getaway. Met someone at the bar, and he had a great smile, and he had a great heart. It felt just like love, except no fear of losing, and it wasn't. I finally made it. I made a clean getaway. I I made it, I made a clean getaway. And I miss you, I miss you every single day.
Maria Taylor war bei uns im Studio bei Detektor FM. Heute Abend spielt sie in der Moritzbastei in Leipzig. Außerdem stehen noch zwei Termine in Hannover und Dresden an. Die ganzen Termine und diese Session zum Nachhören und zum Anschauen als Video gibt's später bei uns auf der Webseite detektor.fm. Thanks for stopping by, Maria.
Thank you so much for having me.
And all the best for your tour.
Thank you.
Die Detektor FM Session live im Studio.